Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. My Lord, Ekorosha Nadiki Shadabahai. My Lady Korosha Tabadiki Shatai. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. So, Lord, we bless you for being into your this morning. Lord, we give you our Lord, Father. We come and call to your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. Oh, Father, we come to be changed with thee, oh, Father. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to your God, withholding nothing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We can't thank you enough, oh, God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for new mercy and new grace, oh, God, that you afforded to us. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. My Lord, my God, have your way, Holy Spirit. Of the living God, move and touch every heart and mind this morning in service. My Lord, my God, let every chain be broken and destroyed. Every soul tie, every stronghold, oh God, right now. Every strong man, right now. Let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are free because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has set us free. Amen. And we are free indeed. Amen. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord God. We're creator of heaven and earth as you are, as we are your sons and daughters, oh God. We come to you, oh God, to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, amen. According to John 4 and 42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that the truth that Jesus Christ is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen. All of the love that you have placed in our hearts to you, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for creating us right now, a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in blood, stripe, or vain glory, oh God, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory, hallelujah. I yet a quarter will shine in the head. My Lord, my God, move mighty, oh God, for you're mighty God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, even right now, God, in the Sunday morning service. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you through Christ Jesus. Amen. My Lord, my God, move all of this order, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, search our hearts and minds, oh God. If you find any wicked way of error in us, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts to you, oh God, for the living God. Amen. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, they even pass from the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this day, oh God. Let the fire, God, everly increase in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, of hope. Oh God, with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, if there be any wicked way, my Lord, God, expose it right now, God, in the recognizing your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let no murmuring or complaining of this body nor evil be found in us, oh God. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Creating us a heart of worship, oh God, so we can rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads, and we thank you. Through your spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we know with you all things are possible, God. Oh, Lord, do the possible, oh God, impossible for your children right now, the impossible. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come to receive our healing today, amen. We are seeking their bodies, oh God, and need to hear them. Oh, Lord, bring healing, oh God, release your healing virtue right there to our bodies. And make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma that you would be glorified, honored, and humbled. That might be a praise unto you all the days of our life. And things we like unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us right now. Let the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield right now all that we are to you and ask that true worship, promulgate, and praise come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in true glory. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. Amen. Glory and honor, oh God. There's no greater love than yours. There's no greater one than you, oh Lord. My God, my God, we thank you, Lord. Increase us in love, oh God. Increase, oh God, in faith, oh God. Increase our strength, oh God. Increase us, oh God, so that we can receive, oh God, your miracles, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, so that we can receive from you greater right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Although we don't want to be the same as we were yesterday, oh God. We want to be changed and our minds renewed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the word of Jesus Christ and upon this day that we will not be confronted in this world, but we transform and renew us of our mind as we keep our minds straight on you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us, oh God. We come ask you to receive our faith and help this day, oh God. And we thank you for your ever present help us. And the help that's on the way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your help. We bind our will with your will, Lord, right now. Let thy will be done, oh God. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We give it all over to you right now, oh God. My God, you already know, oh God. Lord, do it for your children, oh God. Oh God, many are tired and weary, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we pray that strength on today, oh God. Let them receive a supernatural strength, supernatural favor, supernatural blessing, oh God, that coming from you. Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge, oh God. Many of us, oh God, are lost. Lord, we pray for your divine guidance, divine direction and instructions for our lives, that we will truly be blessed, oh God, that we will not end up in places that will take us out, oh God. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We disinvolve right now every attack of the enemy, every instrument, every way that they're trying to use us, we shut it up right now in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We just assemble every hallelujah, every weapon that the enemy is trying to use right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We cut the enemy down, hallelujah, as they're on their way right now. And we brought them back in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We command right now, devil, that you stop all your work. We command you to cease your works right now and die at the root in the name of Jesus Christ. We command Satan to die at the root. We command pain and taking discovered to die at the roots and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are healthy and strong in the Lord our God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, forgive us for our sins. Oh, Lord, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Spot, wrinkle, and blemish free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say, thank you. Can't nobody do it like you can, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. It's you that have kept your one agents around us to protect us from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world. It is you, Father God, that sent your only begotten Son to save us, and we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We decree and declare that we will thank you every day of our life, oh God. Hallelujah. We offer prayer thanksgiving right now. Hallelujah. My Lord, we thank you, Lord God, right now. Oh, Lord, that the caps are being set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for your protection. In and out, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless all in our going and coming on today, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit and be extremely sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit. Become the sons and daughters of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and cause us to realize that, oh Lord, protect us on our right and on our left, oh God. Be our rearward, God, and go before us, oh God, that we possess the gates of the enemy and take that what the enemy has stolen from us. Help us to march and walk upright in your righteous counsel all the days of our life. Then, hallelujah, that our desire and will be the accomplishment of your total will in our lives. Word upon word and precept upon precept, line upon line, and to the full measurement of the maturity of Christ. Jesus, the hope of glory, that we be an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our lives, oh God, that our lips will not be hid, but shine forth like a bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time in the lives of those who must receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. You've called us to be victorious, and we hearken to your call right now. Help us to have victorious dominion as your brief kings and your humble servants, and to God be the glory. Lord, honor and praise that we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask that you bless this service on today, oh God, as the word go forward, Lord God. Not our will, but your will, Father God. Whatever you speak fit, oh God, let it be so, oh God. We shall be obedient to do it, oh God. Help us to walk in complete obedience, oh God, to your will, oh God, your call for our life. And we just want to say thank you for counting us worthy, Father God. Oh, Lord, we love you. We give it all over to you right now. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line today. We come against every spirit of rebellion, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, of spirit of gluttony, spirit of lust and perversion. We come against every homosexual spirit. We come against every spirit of incest. We come against every spirit of fear, pride, disbelief, of oppression, depression, worry, double-mindedness. We come against every spirit right now of offense, of murmuring, complaining, backbiting. We come against that spirit right now, the spirit of jealousy, competition. We come against the spirit right now. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of levity. We come against every spirit outside the Holy Spirit, every spirit of sickness, disease, infection, virus, fake pain, and discomfort. And we command you to cease your works and die in the road and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will be victorious through Christ Jesus who saved us. Amen. You will more than conquer through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatest he that's in us and he that's in the world. We do not fear. Amen. We stand up. Hallelujah. Know that God stands with us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we cannot be denied. And we will not take any shelter to accomplishments. Amen. We are called after the kingdom of God, born again to the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. With the power of the Holy Ghost, with the fire of God, we serve a God of consuming fire, and He'll consume all the enemies with the fire. Yeah, oh Lord, we run the forgiveness of today. Amen. We declare the prayer, Lord, we're not all the way with unforgiveness, but we are all the way according to Christ Jesus that's in us. Amen. We declare the prayer, Lord, We have a resurrection power on the inside that's working for us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord, that we love you. But Lord, we thank you that you love us first, oh God, that you made a plan to save us, oh God, that you sent your only begotten Son, only through him that all can be saved. And we declare and declare the Lord God Jesus Christ as our Savior. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we are saved and delivered, Father, and directed, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're God's holy people, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we recall it to the Lord, amen. They're coming to us, we are saved to the Lord, you God, amen. We pray, you, they can't shut their head. Come on, receive your blessing. Put on the anointing right now. The God has just released on this service. If you need the healing, it's available. If you need deliverance, it's available. If you need provision, it's available. I shut their head. We're not just going to be all the shame of the higher. We're not going to be it's been broken up right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're only for your children. We're only for your mother. We're only for your brother. We're only shut up. We will not die except what the enemy is trying to say. No, you shut up. We're not trying to hear you. We've been talking too long. We've been talking too long. And shut up. We silence the ear of an evil millionaire. We silence the ear. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We open the ear of the evil listener right now, and we bind the eyes of the evil watcher. They cannot locate us. We've been trying to do it, not work anymore. We declare the crowd. We know our position. We know the power that God has given us. Amen. We have dominion and power. You are the Holy Spirit that God has sent us. The comfort of our to guide us and breathe in and remembers all that Jesus said. Amen. When we walk the earth, and we just want to say, thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that you sent us. My God, we declare the prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we are free and free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you believe today? Will you believe that God is still able? Will you believe today that he's still working miracles? I have never seen it. Like, if we want you to believe that God no longer works miracles, well, I'm here to tell you we serve a miracle worker. Amen. I want you to know that we serve a promised keeper. We serve a God that makes a way out of nowhere when it seems to be no way. We serve a God that's delighting our darkness. We serve a God that provides all of our needs. But if you would just trust in him, and if you're having a problem believing, ask him to help you with your unbeliever. He is willing today to help you in every area of your life. If you just trust him, I am in emotion of a heart. I better take that head up on that day. It is such. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, remove every spiritual cataract from our eyes, oh God. Oh Lord, I'm all the spiritual deafness that we've been operating in spiritual ignorance right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts. Let us have godly thoughts and righteous thoughts. Let our thoughts be pure, oh God, unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. The eyes have not seen, the ears have heard. The seeds, oh God, that you have for us because we believe. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we've prayed about it for this day, oh God. Every family member, every home, every situation and circumstance, we decree and declare all is blessed, all is delivered, all is healed and set free. Hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your mighty name. We declare and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that we are going from glory to glory to glory. In wealth and riches are in our home. We call the Moshanama. We thank you in the name of Moshanama. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive it right now. All that you're asking God for right now as you open up your mouth. As you open up your mouth right now, right where you are. Don't let the devil keep you quiet. Right where you are, just calling to shout. Oh, we just thanking God that he's already taken care of it. Knowing that it's already done. Just thank him right now and shout for joy. Come from your lips, amen. Don't be silent. Just thank God. Why are you still have time? Amen. Why you still have breath? And just thank God for everything. Breath that you take, every beat of your heart, just thank him because you're still here and you're able to thank him. We don't promise to prove a day long. What we got right now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you don't know what's to come in the next hour or the next minute, but right there, why you're still here and you have time, thank God Almighty. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. thank you, Father God. We give it all over to you. We seal this cell right now. Follow with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father. We thank you for our mothers and grandmothers. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, children of God, oh God. We thank you for our aunts and uncles and friends and church family members, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, our brothers and sisters, oh God. How you going to be shut down? Oh Lord, it's oh God that we're ready to the blood out of those that you shed, oh God, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord. I didn't know shut the mind. We can't thank you enough, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for our sister Connie, oh God, and God bless you. God bless all today and Sunday morning service.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Because God is good. God is good. God is good. And he's more than worthy to be praised. If he woke you up this morning, you experienced the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. If you're up and you're clothed in your right mind, it's because God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So rejoice. 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 And be exceedingly glad. You got somebody to love. Hallelujah. It's because of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have a friend, it's because of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. So rejoice. Rejoice. And be exceedingly glad in it. If your children are all right, hallelujah. Because of the goodness of the Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome every single one this morning. Every single home. Every single heart. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to worship you this morning. For this is your day. And we shall rejoice in it and be exceedingly glad because of your goodness, your new goodness every single day. Amen, amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, to Sunday service. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here just thanking God for all that God is doing, all that God has done. I'm just in a place of gratefulness. Amen. A lot of times we have all kind of complaints and why this and why not that, but I decree and declare the goodness of the Lord each and every day. I wake up. You have a choice to make every day that you wake up. How are you going to set your day?
Yes.
And how do you just talk, shut up? I can't hardly talk about this. Yes, shut up. Just thinking what shot coming in here. I want you to understand that when you have God, you should be in a place of gratefulness every time you wake up. I don't care what the world throws at you, but I want you to understand because you're my God. You have all that you need. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like.
Hallelujah.
No matter what it feels like.
Yes.
When you know you've got God on your side.
Yes, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
When you have God on your side.
Yes.
Because we get so caught up in this world and trying to hold on to the things of the world. I want you to know when it's your time to go, you can't hold on to nothing.
Hallelujah.
And nothing.
Hallelujah.
You can't hold on to this mighty. You can't keep it.
Hallelujah.
You got to leave that.
Uh-huh.
All that you have. So when you wake up in a place of gratefulness, knowing that
yes.
God is with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just excited.
Amen.
I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so many gods you can be serving, but we serve the one true God, Almighty
Amen.
God, that sits up high and looks down low. Amen. God, everywhere, God. Amen. You gotta pack him around with you. He's already with you. He's not no carved out idol of people worshiping. No, he's with you everywhere you go. Amen. Omnipotent, omnipresent God, we serve. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Welcome you all. What a shock. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit that's present today on the line with us all. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Manning.
Welcome you all. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. So if you would press 1, we would gladly welcome you with a godly love. Amen.
Amen.
We want to pray for you, the blessing of the Lord upon your life. If you're tuning into the website, give us a call here at 845-277-9213 so that we can welcome you. Amen. Officially welcome you and pray for you and pray with you. Amen. So we definitely want to do that, you all. Just thanking God for today. As we back on schedule, June 27th, we had convocation, so we were in holy convocation, you all, so we weren't online that Sunday, but we were back on the following Sunday, so we were back on our 10 a.m. and our 2 p.m. services back in line Central Standard Time, so we thank God that we're back in position, and we had a good time, so I just thank God for everything. Good to see Brother Joel in service today,
amen.
Good to see that Brother Joel and Evangelist Kimmy Ruff and the Ruff family, and such a blessing to us, Sister Connie Nubb, Northern, our minister, Minister Larry Green and his family, amen. Hallelujah, Sister Dillard, amen. God bless you all, Brother Dillard. We just thank God for everyone, amen, and our new members. We just thank God for you, Sister Marlisha Carter and everyone else. So we're just grateful that God has added to the church, and we're trusting God for even more,
amen.
So we thank God for all that we have, amen. It doesn't matter how many. It doesn't matter who is part of the meeting. No matter how many of you have, but God makes numbers count. So we're going to say that when there are two or three gathered,
yeah.
It says in my name, there I am in the midst. So, amen.
We thank God for being in the midst.
We thank God for being in the midst, you all. Today is our, you know, every Sunday at 10 a.m. we have our communion and our morning service. So we're going to be taking communion this morning, and then we're going to come back after communion. We're going to have a song. We'll take our communion, and Brother Joel is going to bless us with a song. So we're looking forward to hearing Brother Joe Washington. Amen. And we want to bless his wife. What's her name?
Ambiatrix.
God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Yes,
so we'll be right back, you all. Get ready. Grab your items and everything you need for communion this morning. We're going to take our Holy Communion and position ourselves to receive from our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Come soon, fire sweet perfume, your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God at this time, you all. We're going to have our communion. So if you have your things for communion, hallelujah, let's go ahead and prepare to have our communion. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. The book of Luke says in chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to be able to come and commune with you this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that on this day, Father God, we can thank you. We can bless your holy name for your finished works. We thank you, Father God, that is because of your broken body. Hallelujah. Our bodies are healed. Our bodies are delivered, and our bodies are set free. Our minds, our souls, we are free. We are free because you are victorious. You defeated Satan right there on the cross. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that by your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. You have forgiven us from all of our sins. Hallelujah. You have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. So we just want to say thank you. So we thank you, Father God, that today that we can take Holy Communion. You said to do this as often. Hallelujah. Remembering what you have done. So, Father God, we take a stance today. And this stance that we take is saying that we are your justified. We are your sanctified. We are your redeemed. We are your righteousness. Hallelujah. Because of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your broken body. And we take this piece of bread. Hallelujah. In remembrance of you now in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that because of your blood, your shed blood, hallelujah, we can wash away our sins. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What makes us whole again? We are whole. We are no longer separated from you, God. We are whole because we are with you. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, because of your shed blood that covers us. You don't see a sin for man or a sin for woman. All you see is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, that we can take this cup, hallelujah, which represents your blood, Father God, every single day of our life in remembrance of you. You may drink. Hallelujah. We are free. We are free. We are free because of Christ Jesus. And everybody do say amen, amen, and amen again.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God our praise, glory and honor, because he's worthy of your praise. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's given you life. Amen. It is he that has kept you and not yourself. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to listen. I can't tell you. We're going to have our a song selection today by Brother Joe Washington. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington. Welcome.
Amen. Welcome, Uncle Joe.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back with y'all. You know, God is
hallelujah.
I tell you, God is so good. I just thank him for keeping my family. I thank him.
Yes.
I thank him, Don Ted, for what he done for you. Not only for what he
Amen.
Did for you, but what he did for my nephew, Tony, and my nephew,
Amen.
Kenny. I tell you, we're going through some hard times, but see, God going to bring us through. I know he's going to bring
Amen.
Us through. I'm just so glad to be here. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. My mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. God told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, God told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, God told me everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody sing that. Everybody sing that. I've got a feeling,
feeling
everything's
gonna
be all right.
Be all right.
Ooh, I've got a feeling,
feeling
everything's
gonna
be all right.
I've got a feeling
everything's
gonna
be
all
right.
Be
all right.
Be all right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. We thank you,
yes.
Brother Joe. Hallelujah. You have blessed
yes.
us so much here, you know, at the Gospel Public Ministry. We thank you. We thank you for every single friend and family member that you have let know about us, you know, what we're doing right here in Houston, Texas. And we just want to say thank you, Brother Joe, for allowing the Holy Ghost to use you in such a way. You know, such a beautiful song that you're singing just now. You know, we all remember this right here song. It lifts us up because we're glorifying God.
You.
God bless
thank
you. And may God keep you in
thank
the name
you.
Of Jesus.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we have two song selections. We'll be back for the pre-trial today. Amen. Glory to God. I got a feeling everything is already
a good place to be.
All right. You just got to know it's already all right. It's already all right. Amen. Hallelujah.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your blood. We thank you that your blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. That's why we are who we are today, because of your blood. Amen. Let us give God some glory. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service here. Let us give God, you know, all honor and all glory. Let us position ourselves to receive the message of God from our very own, our sister in Christ. Hallelujah. She's a mother, you know, your friend or your family member. You know, she's a prayer leader, prayer warrior, this anointed woman of God. God have called her to be in this place right here, you know, to lead us, you know, to shepherd us, you know, to teach us, you know, by example. Hallelujah. So let us welcome the Holy Spirit all over the church. Everyone, let's welcome the Holy Spirit in. Let's welcome our very own Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Your wife, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I was everything except the wife. Come on there, Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He shot by the quarter boy shot. We just thank God for the day. Come on, church. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy of your praise. Amen. Would you lift up your voice and just thank God on today? Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, Father God, for saving us, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service on today, oh God. Bring in healing, bring in deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. As your word goes forth, Lord God, break every chain, every stronghold, soul tile, God, strong man, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare right now victory, amen. I decrease right now, Lord, that you may have all the increase in me, amen. Oh, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am, to all that you are, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through fill me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you that thy kingdom come and I will be done right now, God, in this service. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for the word on today is follow me. Amen. Follow me. Hallelujah. Who is that? Follow Jesus. I was watching an episode of Chosen last night, and it was and I just loved the point when Jesus would tell them to his disciples to follow me, and how they would drop everything and just follow Jesus. And I said, oh my God, how many of us have decided to follow Jesus with no turning back? How many of us are ready and willing right when you are today to drop all that you have to follow Jesus? If he came to you and just said, daughter, son, follow me. He didn't ask you, will you follow? He just told him, follow me. He didn't ask him any questions. Will you be able to? Can you? He said, follow me. This was a command that Jesus gave to his disciples, follow me. If you go with me to the book of Matthew, amen, Matthew chapter 4, amen. Verse 18 through 25, hallelujah. I'm talking about the King James Version on today. Amen. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 25. The Bible says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and ailments, and told those who were demon-possessed of epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from the capitalist, Jerusalem, Judah, and beyond the Jordan. Judea and beyond the Jordan. Amen. So what I'm saying, Jesus told some to follow me, and then some just followed. Amen. Amen. Because they saw the word, hallelujah, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when we look at the scripture, hallelujah, follow me, hashaka. My God, I'm excited, you all. I'm going to try to slow down so you can, hallelujah, get everything I'm saying today, because it hit me all over, amen. You know, some things when it hits you, it'll touch all parts of your body. It just can hit you right in your heart when Jesus says, follow me. What does it mean to follow Jesus? If you said to you, daughter, son, follow me. So when we look at the scripture here, he commands both sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew and James and John, to do the same thing, follow me. When we look at the book of Matthew 8, when some men were asking about being his disciples, he gave them that command, follow me. Then later in Matthew 9, he finds Matthew, the tax collector, probably the author of this book, Matthew. He told him, follow me. In Matthew 10, Jesus is speaking about the meaning of being his disciple. He says, and he called on the water, and he does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. When we look at Matthew 19, Jesus meets the rich young ruler, and after testing him about his money, he tells him, come, follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at the end of the book of John, after Jesus had been crucified and buried and resurrected, and he appeared to his disciples just before he left earth, he told Peter one last time, follow me. My God, hallelujah. My God, my God. If that doesn't speak volumes to us today, when Jesus says, follow me, are we willing? Some said, not right now. I got things to do. I need to bury my father. I need to go take care of some business. Will you drop everything that you got going on for you and follow Jesus? Because I'm here to tell you today, hallelujah, while you still have time, you need to make a choice today to follow Jesus and don't look back. If you say, get out of there. yes, hallowed Jesus.
Amen, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture here in the book of Matthew chapter 4, which we just read, Jesus told Peter and Andrew to leave their fishing business and become fishers of men to help others find God. See, God wants to use you, hallelujah, to help others to find God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was calling them away from their productive trades to be a productive spiritually. Amen. See, we all need to fish for souls. If we practice Christ and teaches and share the gospel with others, we will be able to draw those around us to Christ like a fisherman who pulls fish into his boat with nets. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you ain't got to be in the pulpit for God to use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you walk from, you're already in the pulpit. Hallelujah. Because we are the church. Amen. But when you follow Jesus, see, we follow so many other things in social media. We follow people and what they're doing. But when you follow Jesus, hallelujah, it's more than just, hallelujah, clicking on and like. We got to follow. There's a way that we have to follow Jesus. It's about the kind of heart that you're operating in. It's the kind of way that you are behaving in this world. Your attitude, have you decided to follow Jesus? See, these men already knew
Lord
Jesus. He had talked to Peter and Andrew previously and had been patient in the area. So when Jesus called them, they knew what kind of man he was and were willing to follow him. And we know, hallelujah, who Jesus is. See, we already say he's our Lord and Savior. So why have we not decided to follow Jesus and stop looking back to those things in the past and move forward? Because greater is ahead of you, because you're calling the one. Hallelujah. God sent to save you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, they were not in a hypnotic trance. I want you to understand this. When they followed Jesus, he didn't put some kind of trance up or blind their eyes so they didn't know. See, they made a shot on their arms. So when they followed, but had been thoroughly convinced that following him would change their lives forever. We're not talking about something temporal. We're talking about eternal. Amen. When you get Christ, you get eternal. When you get man, you get temporal. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
See, James and his brother John, along with Peter and Andrew, were the first disciples that Jesus called to work with him. Jesus called, motivated these men to get up and leave their jobs immediately. They didn't make excuses about why it wasn't a good time. They left once and followed. Jesus calls each of us to follow him. When Jesus asks us to serve him, we must be like the disciples and do it at once. We should not be like, wait, I got to do this. I got to go see about immediately, hallelujah, when Jesus calls you to do something, you should move swiftly, amen. See, some of us move swiftly for money. We'll move swiftly for people and things. But when you move swiftly for God, amen, hallelujah for your name, God. See, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
I want you to understand, over and over, Jesus told those, hallelujah, that he met to follow me.
Yes.
And this is what he commands us today to do. This is a consistent and vital part of what it means to be rightly related to the Lord. We are to follow him. What does it mean to follow?
Yes.
What does it mean to follow me, to follow Jesus? So let us first talk about what following Jesus does not mean. Following Jesus doesn't mean just going to church. Hallelujah. I think many people...
Hallelujah.
Fools just say that, yes, I follow Jesus, I go to church, but just going to church is not following Jesus. Going to church should be a part of following Jesus, but there is much more to it than just that. You can go to church and not be a follower of Jesus at all. In fact, you can go to church and be possessed by a demon. In Mark chapter 1, the Bible says Jesus went into the synagogue to preach, and 23 says that there was a man in the synagogue with a demon who cried out against Jesus. So I don't know, don't take a lot of solace that you are a follower of Jesus just because you go to church.
See,
all kinds of people who belong to the devil go to church. See, going to church is not the same as following Jesus. Following Jesus does not mean just believing in who he is. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 19 through 20, it tells us that you believe that God is one, you do well. Amen? That the demons also believe in shudder. But you, are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? James says that the demons believe in who Jesus is. The Bible says in John 12:42, tell us nevertheless, many of the rulers believed in him, but because the Pharisees, they were not confessing him for fear that they would be put out of of the synagogue, for they love the approval of men rather than the approval of God. Come on here. Honey, the Bible says these people believed who Jesus was, but they were ashamed to confess him, and they were lost.
Hallelujah.
They were ashamed because they didn't follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Just believing is not following. Following Jesus does not mean you like him. I like him. There are several people online that we like, amen, that we follow. We like what they say. Well, they follow somebody else say. We like them. But we got to understand today, this is not what it means to follow Jesus. Following Jesus means more than just liking his words and enjoying reading what he has to say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something that can tell you everything the Bible says and quote it back and forth, but they don't follow Jesus. They just like quoting it. They like what the Bible says. And they're quick to tell you what the Bible says, but they are not followers of Christ. So what does it mean to follow Jesus? For those first disciples following Jesus, they're literally, physically leaving where they were and following him wherever he went.
Yes.
Peter and Andrew and James and John all did that. The Bible says Peter and Andrew immediately left their nets and followed him. Amen. They literally left where they were and walked with Jesus. They literally, right where they were, Jesus said, follow me. And immediately they dropped their nets and followed Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says James and John did the same thing immediately. They left the boat and their father and followed him. Matthew did the same thing in Matthew 99. He got up from his tax collector's office and walked after Jesus. See, all these men literally left what they were doing at the time, left things behind and started following after Jesus. Will you follow Jesus? See, they left their jobs. They left their nature. They left their families. They left their priorities. They left their plans. They left their appointments. They left all kinds of things to follow Jesus. You have people that's going to say, are you sure? What about this? You got all this money. You mean God told you to quit your job and go here? He told you to go, hallelujah. He told you to go across the country and preach the word and bring the good news. You mean you're going to leave everything? You're going to sell your house and everything and you're going to go? Well, what about this or what about that? But you got to decide, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to go when he tell me to go. I'm going to do what he tell me to do. Amen? So, We see that following Jesus means that we are going to do some things differently, that there will be some things we will leave behind. Yeah. Amen? Now we are in a little bit different situation today than those disciples were in that Jesus does not physically stand before us right now calling us to walk after him, but let's don't lose too much of the translation. Amen? Following Jesus still means leaving some things behind to follow him in a brand new life. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have to leave some things behind. We're going to have to leave some people behind to follow Jesus. It means you leave behind the life you might have planned that was centered around you. When you follow Jesus, your life is about him. It is centered around him. Now, the question of your life is no longer not what you want to do. It's what he tells you to do. It's no longer what you feel like doing. It's what his word instructs you to do. Your life is not about what you can achieve on here on earth, but what you store up in heaven. Amen? You are leaving behind your own way of life to follow Jesus in a brand new kind of life. Amen? How many want that for yourself? Amen? Because knowing that when your time is up, when your time is up here, you got to leave that body.
Yeah.
You got to leave that car, that home. You got to leave your family. Amen. You can't stop it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, will you decide to follow Jesus? It also means leaving you all to leave behind your sin. It means leave behind your sin. Following Jesus does not mean that you can keep on doing whatever you were doing before, only now your sins are forgiven because you have Jesus to clean up after you. No, really, following Jesus includes leaving behind your sin to follow him in a new and a holy life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can't just say, I can just do what I want to do. I'm saying that Jesus saved me, and I follow Jesus. I'm saying, no. You can't continue to do what you want to do. You can't continue what you want to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know about the woman, the adulterous woman in the Bible in John 8. She was caught in the very act and ashamed publicly, and Jesus told her, hallelujah, about her whole life.
Yes.
He told her about her whole life, every man she had been with. When everything that you could think about, he told her about herself. And he told her, they'll go and sin no more.
Amen.
This is amazing grace, y'all. Just like the Father
says,
but don't miss his last sentence to her. Now go and sin no more. I want you to understand, truly following Jesus does not mean you just go on and do whatever you want to do. Jesus will forgive you. No, following Jesus means imitating him, who was tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Following Jesus means living a holy life like he did. You leave your sins behind. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are, when you look on the road behind Jesus and his disciples, you will find all kinds of things that were left behind. There were fishing nets left behind. There was a boat left behind. There were family members left behind. Mm-hmm. There were businesses left behind. There was money left behind. There were sins left behind. There were simple partners and relationships that were left behind.
Yes, Lord.
There were egos and selfishness and self-centeredness left behind.
Uh-huh.
There were careers that were left behind. Following Jesus means leaving some things behind. Hallelujah. A good question you should ask yourself is, what have I left behind to follow Jesus?
Hallelujah.
And there's some things you no longer do because you're following Jesus. Are the dreams you no longer dream because you're following Jesus? Hallelujah. Are there people you can no longer associate with because you're following Jesus? If you really are following Jesus, there will be things left behind in the world after you. It just makes sense. If you're following Jesus, it means you're not following something else. It means you are leaving something behind. What have you left behind for Jesus? He said to us today, follow me.
My Lord.
What should you be leaving behind as you follow Jesus? And although you are, there's no physical. He's out here with us physically. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
For us to follow here on earth like Peter and Andrew and James and John did, we see in some other places in God's word what it meant for us to follow Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You all, that's one of the most important elements here of following Jesus, spending time with him. Spending time.
Yeah,
spending time. We see we don't make time, we take time. And we take the time that God has given us to do other things, but we got to take time and spend time with Jesus. You all, this is one of the most important elements of following Jesus, walking with him, spending time with him. That's what the first followers of Jesus did. They just walked with him, hallelujah, and asked him questions and listened to his answers. They just spent time with him. The Bible says in Mark 3 and 14, it says that when Jesus called the 12 to follow him, that he did it so that the purpose, they would be with him and that he could send them out to preach. Jesus called his followers to minister, and we are going to talk about, hallelujah, how is it that you, me, hallelujah, are following Jesus? That's why we have salvation, you all.
Amen.
God made us to be with him forever, but ever since the time of Adam and Eve, we have all sinned. And our sins separated us from God. If God hadn't done anything for us, none of us would have ever been able to be with him, to be with him in heaven, because we have all sinned. But Jesus came to die on the cross and pay for our sins, to bring us back to God, not just so we could be saved, amen, but 1 Peter 3 and 8 says, for Christ also died for sins once and for all. Hallelujah. For the just and the unjust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hashadabaha. I don't know about you all, that we all might be with God. See, the whole purpose of which we are saved, you all, is that we might come back to God, to be with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the big privilege of being saved, of following Jesus, is that we get to be with him. That is what we are saved for. We will be with God forever in heaven, but we get to start being with him right now by faith as we walk with him in his word and prayer and worship every day. Have you decided to follow Jesus? This is a great privilege you offer, which Jesus bought us for himself with his death on the cross. But if you are not walking with him every day in his word and in prayer and worship, then you are not really following him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But following him also means more than just spending time with him. In Matthew 10, Jesus talks a lot about what it means to really follow him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to confess to him. Confessing him. We have to confess him. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before me, and the Bible says, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. You all, it is mandatory. My action today, are you following Jesus? We have to become like him. Amen. His character. We have to love him, loving him. We have to love him. He who, the Bible tells us, he who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus says we are not to love anyone or anything in this life more than him. So part of following Jesus is loving him. When you
Hallelujah.
Are really saved, you don't just fill out a card, you fall in love with Jesus. Bible says in 1 Peter 1:8 says that though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you're rejoiced with joy, inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. When you really get saved, Peter says you love Jesus for who he is and for what he has done for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A big part of following Jesus, you all, is just loving him. Just like Mary in the book of Luke 10 says, just sat at the feet of Jesus, loving him and listening to his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Follow me. This is what Jesus is saying to us today. But will you follow? Will you drop everything that you got going on? Will you leave your fortunes? Will you leave people behind and follow Jesus? We have to ask ourselves, what are we really following Jesus? Am I really following him? And we have to look at our life and look at ourselves. I'll tell you what happens when we follow Jesus. He said, I will make you fishers of men. As you follow Jesus, your life is all about him. Hallelujah. You all. He should be the center of your life. But as you follow him, he is going to give you ministry to people. He said, I will make you fishers of men. As you follow Jesus, people will become the focus of your ministry. You will no longer be just focused on you and what you can get when you follow Jesus, but you'll be focused on God's people. Amen. That was true of Jesus, you all. When he walked here on earth, he was all about reaching and teaching and caring for people. The Bible says, he said, I come. He said, I come to save which is lost. He said, I come to seek and save which that is lost. He also said, I did not come to be served. I came to serve.
Yes,
so if you
Lord.
Decided today, I'm going to follow Jesus. No turning back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Follow me. It's what Jesus
Hallelujah.
Says to us all. Follow me. Will there be one today?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one today. Somebody today, maybe you have never prayed the prayer of salvation. Well, this is your chance. This is the chance today. I'm here to be a witness to say that you don't know what's coming tomorrow. You don't even know what's coming an hour from now or in the next few months. You're here today, gone today. But see, this is the chance. You know, while we're right here in this place, in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living, you have an opportunity to be a part of the kingdom. You have an opportunity follow Jesus. We know where Jesus is. Jesus is hallelujah. He's already died here and rose again from the dead, resurrected from the dead. Will you come today? Hallelujah. There might be one. that you are ready to take that Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. Will you press one today? You have never prayed a prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you can ever do in your life, the most important thing you can ever confess in your life, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. And ask him to come to life. Will you come today? Prayer. A simple prayer. Hallelujah. Will you press one? There may be one. One that have already prayed the prayer of salvation. But you realize, you know, that you have not been following Jesus. Now see, you have became perfect. Your spirit, man, have became perfect. But you still do things like you used to do. You still say things like you used to say. Hallelujah. You're still in that fleshy world. Hallelujah. We thank God that he gave us a Savior. We thank God that he gave us Jesus Christ for this very reason. Hallelujah. See, the message today is follow me. God knew, hallelujah, that we as men and women of God and people that are not God, that sometimes that you will go astray. You will go astray, hallelujah. If that's you, hallelujah, if you realize that your life is not lining up with the word of God, if you realize that you want to line it up with the word of God, if something happened in your life and you realize you're not lining up with the word of God, will you come to Jesus today? Hey, will you press one today? We will help you to get right back on you. Hallelujah. Apostle Powell and Ethan, we would love to pray with you, pray for you. Hallelujah. We would love to get you back in that place to where you're not looking at what you have done, being shamed, being guilty, being condemned. God loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you. This is all to the altar. Will you come today? Will you press one? There may be one that's here on service with us this morning, and you come in for prayer for yourself. There may be a physical need for you. There may be a physical need for your son. There may be a physical need for your mother. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something, you know, for yourself. Maybe it's something for someone else. God tells us, hallelujah, to come in prayer, to bring those things to him in prayer. God knows all about it already. See, it's something for us to do. It's something for us to do. It's to have faith in him. But see, when it's two or three are gathered together in his name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, asking for anything, he said, that I will do. So will you come? Will you come praying for your brother or your sister or your mother, your son or your daughter? Will you come? There may be even one that you know that has not prayed the prayer of salvation. Will you come in prayer right now, asking God, he said, anything that you ask, hallelujah, in his name, that he will do. That includes salvation for others, for brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. There may be one today. Will you press one? Hallelujah. There may be one that's looking for a church home. You're looking for somewhere where you can worship, somewhere where you can grow, somewhere where you can mature in Christ. Hallelujah. But this is that place. Hallelujah. We welcome you to open arms. Apostle Kyle and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your leader. Hallelujah. We would love to be. See, there is no time and there is no distance in spirit. So you may be in New York. You may be in California. You may be in Louisiana. But see, the Bible says there is no time, distance, and spirit. Hallelujah. So we all can be a part of one body. We can all be in one place, assembled together. Just like we are now. We are assembled together right now. Will you press one? We're just going to love on you. We're going to love on you like God has shown us how to love. And God has shown us how to love. through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, through the eyes of Christ Jesus, not looking at you for what you have done, what you have been, looking at you like God looks at you, because that's all that counts. What I say, it doesn't matter. It's what God says about you. See, this is that place where we are allowed to come together. We are allowed to come together. We would love your pastor. We can press one. Somebody has experiences the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of living. Somebody got a testimony. Hallelujah. Will you press one? See, your testimony that you have, that's enough to give me the courage. That's enough to give those that are listening the courage. When you tell somebody, you know, a situation that you have been in that you couldn't see your way out, that man couldn't bring you out, that nobody could bring you out, but God brung you through. He brung you out. Victory. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the word that went forth this morning, being led by the Holy Spirit, follow me. We thank you, Father God, that you give us the opportunity, Father God, to be just where you are. In heaven, hallelujah, in a heavenly place. We thank you, Father God, that you have given your life for us. We thank you, Father God, for every single one that have prayed the prayer of salvation. Every single one, Father God, that have been healed already. Every single one that have, in this moment, in this time, have came out of worry, have came out of anger, have came out of guilt, have came out of jealousy. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you love us so much. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that all is well with us in our house. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, and we all do say amen. Amen again.
Amen. At this time, we have our tithes and offerings. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity once again to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, as we come. You can send your tithes and offerings over to, if you have Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or you can send those over. You can give us a call. We'll give you another way to send over your tithes and offerings. If you don't have Cash App, we'll get you that number that you can give us a call, and we'll give you another way to send over your tithes and offering at 484-740-5075 is our direct church line number, 484-740-5075. Father God, we thank you. You are the giver of all things good, O Lord, and your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the homeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son Jesus and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us, amen, in all we have as you will. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen. At this time, we're our announcement for today, and today is July 11, 2021. As follower, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Our prayer line is 734-434-2510. Wednesday nights, we have our Bible studies at 7 p.m. here on our church line. Amen. And then Saturday, we have our lead teachings at 12 noon Central Standard Time. All the times are in Central Standard Times, you all. And then Sunday, we have our 10 a.m. morning service and 2 p.m. evening service, you all. So join us. Amen. God bless everyone, you all. We have a shout. The shout is 6 p.m. on Thursdays only from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213. God bless everyone. We thank you all. That concludes our announcements for today.
Amen. Amen. We will have Apostle to release the pastor's blessing, and then we'll have the benediction here.
Amen. Because for the sake of time here, the system has already started to shut down. Father God, we thank you. We bless you at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work, and it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless
amen.
You all.
Amen, yes, Lord.
Be back with us here at the 2 p.m. service. You know, I do have a word to be able to deliver. Remember, God loves you. Satan is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
yeah.
Don't get there.